There on a hill trembling with man's guilt, and under a sky blackened with God's sorrow, the King of Glory bowed his noble head and died for the sins of the world. When it was evening, there came a disciple of Jesus named Joseph of Arimathea. He, together with Nicodemus, took his body and, wrapping it in linen, laid him in a tomb. Then they rolled a great stone against the entrance. It had been a long and sad day for the followers of Jesus. Their grandest hopes and dreams had suffered irreversible defeat. And so, because it was the Sabbath, they went home to weep and to mourn